Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get in the queue.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Steve Del Bianco. Steve is one of the great members of our Brain Trust, one of my heroes. He's the executive director of NetChoice.org. That's an organization that's really fighting hard to make sure that you and I can leverage the internet and all the associated applications and tools and resources to the best of our ability, and that the governments don't infringe upon us. Steve, thanks again for all you do. And one of the things that you do is call attention to some of the awful things that state, local, federal government, other governments out around the world are trying to do. They get a notion that they want to impose themselves on our world, on our e-world. And you call them on it, don't you?
Yeah, we do it twice a year, Jim, and we came up with an acronym for it. We've done it for several years now, and it's called the IAWFL. And that's IAWFL, and AWFL is in Internet Advocates Watch List for Ugly Laws. But we had to work hard to come up with that one.
I know you did. That was almost painful, wasn't it?
Definitely. And these bills are painful. And in fall of 2012, we featured six, two federal, two state, and two local bills. And by calling attention to awful laws that are about to be passed or having just been enacted, we found that it's a fabulous way to draw media attention, consumer and voter attention, to something that's got to be changed. It's got to be unwound or undone. In some cases, we've sued a state to break down one of the worst or most awful laws, and in other cases, we've been successful at getting repeals of the laws, but a lot of times we just try to prevent others from copying the bad examples of one particular state.
Right. And they can find the list at netchoice.org, right?
You can, and we also threw up a website called iawful.com, IAWFUL.com, to make it a little easier to find.
Check it out. So what's the first one?
First one is it's got to be awfully important to listeners, the Small Business Advocate, because Congress has four bills in front of them right now that would force businesses large and small in every state, every corner of this country, to collect, file, and remit sales tax when a customer from some other state orders something on the phone, in a catalog, or online.
You and I have been reporting on this since day one, since the first time
we have. And it's a bad idea that's gotten even worse over time, but it's also acquired quite a bit of momentum. The
economy hasn't helped. The states are having such a hard time meeting their budgets that they're looking for any opportunity, and things that they might have let go when the economy was better, now they're everything's on the table, isn't it?
It's definitely true. They'd like to vacuum more pennies out of the sofa cushions by forcing their residents to pay sales tax when they buy things out of state. And the best numbers that we've ever been able to come up with show that that at most this would add about one half of 1% to the total state and local tax revenue. So this will not.
But on the other hand, it will do much more damage than that benefit, just by the extra compliance by small businesses.
That's my biggest fear, Jim. Because
I don't think it's just a fear. I think it'll be a reality.
There's 9,600 different tax jurisdictions in the United States.
Say that again.
9,600 tax jurisdictions in the United States, the 46 states that have a sales tax. Most of the states with a sales tax also do sales tax holidays.
If you live in a city, that's the city's in a county, and that's two tax jurisdictions.
Yeah, and a customer from...
And then plus the state, you got three.
And they add up, and there's a different rate on food than there is on other tangible personal property.
Yeah.
And the states won't even agree to a single form for submission. They won't agree to a single remittance. They won't even agree to a single audit.
Yeah.
Each of those 46 states wants to reserve the right to audit.
So where are we on this? Where is this? Are these
been able to hold it off for 10 years, been able to hold it off.
Yep.
I testified in two congressional hearings this summer on it as the lone opponent against this bill.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Congress is out. Congress will be back with a vengeance.
Where are the other folks? Where are the other folks on this? Where is the self-employed, the National Association of Self-Employed? Where's the NFIB? Where are the other groups on this?
Yeah, the NFIB, for instance, has got a muddled position. They have some small businesses that view the internet as competition.
Unbelievable.
And they have some businesses that realize that the internet is how they reach customers that would never otherwise darken.
Well, that first group you talked about are dinosaurs waiting to become extinct.
You know, let's say they're not even dinosaurs. It's just a small business, and they're doing their best to survive on Main Street. But, you know, their enemy is not the internet.
But they don't understand it's not either or, it's both and.
It is. And Main Street's biggest problem is competing with the efficiencies, the cruel efficiencies of a big box chain. So, hey, that's number one.
Let me tell you something. You know how much time in my life I spend supporting small businesses, Steve. But I'm going to tell you something. If you're having a problem with big boxes, if you're having a problem with the internet sellers, your biggest problem is you. It's not them. And that's because you're still trying to do business in the 20th century, and you're well into the 21st century, ladies and gentlemen. You might as well. I mean, I'm sorry. I it may be rude. You may not like it, but I'm telling you, that's the way it is. And so you can complain all you want, but there are ways that you can solve. You can become part of this big world and still keep your traditional planted in the ground Main Street business just like it is.
Multi-channel, Jim. You're exactly right.
Yep. That's okay. That's the end of my sermon. We're going to come back. We got some more of these with Steve DelBianco after these messages. Netchoice.org, right, Steve?
That's right. Thanks.
You can go and find out more about what they do. You can join them. You can contribute to them. I promise you, Steve's doing good work out there. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night. She was hanging on, Johnny, he was holding on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.